You are listening to Let's Talk Tea Podcast with your favorite boss babe. Yep, Shani Summon Godfrey. This podcast is designed to transform, elevate, and empower you to build your legacy that lasts. I'm not on here by myself, y'all. I am joined by thousands of bosses across the globe right here on Let's Talk Tea Podcast. We are here for no other reason but to help you build your legacy with passion. We sweating over here. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, entrepreneurs. How are you guys doing? Welcome to Motivation Mornings. And for those of you that is new to me, I am Shani Simon Godfrey, founder and CEO of Elevation Network, Elevation Radio, Gifted Magazine, and Legacy Consulting Firm, where we offer media coaching and brand coaching. So welcome to Motivation Mornings. You guys know me that when I come on, it's just to get us excited about our vision, our dreams, our goals, what we're building. Is to set us on fire. It's to fuel our passion. It's all about building that legacy, right? I am big on building legacy, and that's why I'm here Thursday mornings, just to help get us to just grow together, help us to just get going and get growing. All right, so you guys know that I have tons of other videos, so you guys can go back to the beginning where I talk about five different entrepreneurial mindsets that we got to be aware of in order for us to grow. Then we talked about the plan and the time management. So we have tons of different series leading up to this, because all of mine, they kind of flow together. They kind of flow together. Just one great giant course. So go back and watch the other videos, and that will get you from I have an idea to launch the business, and now we're at, now that we have this business, how do we get money, how do we grow? Because ultimately having a business is to give us some kind of freedom, whether it's time or money, because everybody wants freedom from something. We want freedom from time and we want freedom from money, but either way we want some freedom, right? So now today we are going to talk about gaining exposure that will do what? Grow our business. Because a lot of times, a lot of entrepreneurs is struggling with, okay, I know I'm great. I'm a great speaker. I'm a great author. My product is great. I have a great business, but nobody kind of know who I am. And I'm going to talk about a few things that we can do to gain some exposure, and some things that cheap or free. All right, cheap or free that can gain exposure. And before I say that, we are at Legacy Consulting Firm. Yep, we are launching our school, Legacy School of Entrepreneurship Development, where we offer continued education for entrepreneurs to just, because a lot of times we feel like the ideas that we have outgrew them, right? We need to know more, and coaching can be expensive. Not only do we offer one-on-one coaching, but a lot of times we offer a lot more things in depth that we need. So we are launching our school, and you guys can go to Legacy Consulting Firm page and like it, or the website, Legacy C as in Charlie, S as in Sam, firm.com, legacycsfirm.com, and just subscribe to our email list so you guys can keep up to date, because you guys always say the training is amazing that I do, and it's low 15 to 30 minutes. Imagine if you were in class face to face with me and other bosses, men and women bosses that's been doing this. Imagine if you were face to face and you have self-paced that you can do and you don't want to hear us talk, right? So it is coming. And yes, my media coaching program is going to be available. You guys know I'm a brand coach, but I'm also adding media coaching because I have tons of experience, and I took a lot of shows to where my network started from zero to where we have 5-6 shows that hearing at a time, and more to come. And we are experienced in getting that media exposure, okay? So go to my website, shinysalmon.com, and you'll find booking information to book me, whether to be a speaker at your event or to coach you, all right? So now let's go back to what we're talking about. So we are talking about gaining exposure. There's a lot of different ways from getting exposure, and I'm going to give you some of the norm and then give you some that we didn't think about. All right. So a lot of people do Google ads, right? Google ads. We run ads on Google, Bing, Yahoo, you name it. We run ads on it. We have Facebook ads. We have Instagram ads. We have Twitter ads. We have ads. Let's be real, entrepreneurs. We're going to have to promote and market and run ads sometimes to get our business to go where it want to go. It's just the nature of the beast. That's what it is. We have to put that We got to supercharge our brand. So we got to do it. Because we can't be the world's best kept secret. If they don't see you, they can't buy you. So we have to make them see us. And a lot of times word of mouth is great, but word of mouth by itself is not going to get you there. And referrals. We got to make sure that we work with people that love our service. They think we're great. Just telling, hey, you know what? Do you mind dropping me a line? Tell them, can you just send me a little one sentence email or put it on my Facebook page or send it to me in a text message or a messenger message and ask them for permission to post it on your website. People want to work with people that they can trust. And y'all hear me talk about that before. Like for me now, I have companies reaching out saying, you know what? I know you use a lot of softwares. Can we pay you to review your softwares? So people will pay to get your feedback because feedback is what going to help other buyers buy. Because all of us do what? We going to look at your ratings. Oh, good. I can trust you. Or, ooh, nope, can't trust you. I'm out. All right? So you need referrals and you need ads. All right. You don't have to pay people to give you referrals. People do some free services and then ask them to give you a referral because what you are getting back with those referrals is going to be far more than what you gave away for free. Then we have our media. Media is dominating the world. Let's be real. We can't dispute that. It's a media world. We see it everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Periscope, Snapchat. It's so much more snaps. I don't know about YouTube. It's just so much more. Every day it's something that's popping up, like popping up. Okay, so media is dominating the world and we got to gain exposure with these things because a lot of people, I don't know how you all feel about this, but to comment so I hear how you comment when I'm doing these videos, talk back to me, comment so we can have a conversation because that's why I keep coming on here because I want to make sure that I'm giving you value. And if I feel like that you're not getting value, then I got to reevaluate something. So comment. Now, when you meet someone or you see someone flyer or something that they're doing, the first thing that we do is we Google them. We want to see what your presence look like. We Facebook you. That's the first thing we do because we want to see what are you doing. Let me see your footprint. Let me see your track records. So Facebook Lives. It's a great way for you to get exposure. You have Instagram Lives. You have YouTube. Those are some great, excellent, amazing $1 million ways to go and make and get exposure. And not only get exposure, but make money in the process. It's amazing marketing tool. The thing is, people don't know how to properly tap in and use these resources. That's where I come in. That's where Legacy School of Entrepreneurship Development come in. LSE, that's where we come. That's where LSE come in. We'll give you everything that you need to establish that media presence. Now, once you start with your media presence, the most number one tip that I have to give you guys is consistency. Because if I'm expecting you to be here every day, every week, whatever you commit to, I'm coming on your page. I am looking to see you there doing what it is that you promised me to do. And if I'm going to be referring people to your page, I'm expecting. Now, oh girl, she ain't on. Girl, he not on. Then I'm going to be like, I don't know. I don't know what's happening. Do you have a show? Do you not? Do you have a podcast? Do you not? Do you have radio? Do you not? What do you have? What are we doing right now? All right, consistency. Then we have printed flyers. Printed flyers can be expensive. And what I suggest is instead of going to, I don't even want to call the people name because y'all know we in a Sue Happy world, but some of those companies that we can go online, y'all know the name, they big. Y'all don't have to do that because they are more expensive and the quality is not as great as your local print shop. Go to your local print shop and tell them, hey, this is what I need and this is how often I'm going to use you. And they'll work with you and set up your account and give you some good deals. Business cards. It's an oldie but a goodie. You can turn your business cards digital. I will post my digital business cards just to show you guys what it looks like. You guys know when I give y'all follow-up is at night because my days be busy, y'all. But I will give y'all a copy of my digital business card so you see what it look like. People want to experience you. Don't be robotic. You are a person. We want to see you laugh. We want to hear your goofy side. We want to know that we're working with a human being. Yes, we may be digital online, but hey, we still want that human connection. All right. Following up. When you do a live video or a live anything, you want to follow up. All right. You want to follow up with your people. And we'll go into all of that. We'll go into all of that when we do our trainings, okay? So we talk about our ads. We talk about our referrals. We talk about our media. And there's a lot of different media. We talk about following up. We talk about business cards and flyers, right? But one thing that people keep neglecting is your friends. We got a lot of friends. If y'all like me, I got 5,000 and I had to start a new page, plus fan pages, okay? Add up all my peoples. It's over 100 and something thousand of people. You know what you need to do. Get in their inbox. Hey, listen, we're friends. Let's connect. Start introducing yourself to these people. And then go to these people and tell them, hey, do you mind sharing this video for me? Do you mind sharing this whatever that I have? And you ask these people, share it for me. If I got 5,000, y'all, and I'm not one of them people that I'm unreachable, reach out to me. And you said, you know what, share this for me. Unless it's something like, ooh, off the wall, I'm not sharing it. And I'll let you know. But if it's your business or something, I don't mind sharing it. That's 5,000 people on my page. And if I share it on my other pages, that's a lot of exposure. We got to use our connections. A lot of people on Facebook, we feel like because people don't share it or people don't like it or people don't do any of that, that we get discouraged. And I used to be like that. And sometimes it do get discouraging. But reach out to people. Some of them will share it. And that's what you need. 5 good, consistent people that will always share your stuff. And through that, you'll get 5 more. Through that, you'll get 5 more. And here it goes. And now you got momentum. Now you got a steady flow of consistency and people that is behind you saying, I co-signed that message. All right? So, guys, I don't want to overwhelm you guys. So, I like to come on and just give you guys some tools that we can use right now, today, right now, as we get off to start seeing immediate exposure and immediate growth. But we cannot get away from marketing. I always tell you guys, everything that we do is marketing. Life itself is marketing. So we can't get away from that piece. We just got to learn what works for us. Networking at events, face-to-face or digital, online. Let's not forget about networking at events here. We don't physically have to go to a physical networking event to network. A lot of times there's a lot of people that's doing a lot of different online summits and workshops and webinars and seminars and panels and discussions and Q&As and all kind of A's. And all you got to do is say, I'm interested, and go through whatever process they have, and here you are. You got tons and thousands of people that's now exposed to you. And that's what I did when I'm just launching off. If you said it, I'm doing it. And most of the times it's not going to be paid, because you got to understand that in order for us to pay you, we have to know what we're paying for. What rubs me the wrong kind of way is when I see coaches coaching, charging people even $200, $300, $100, all this money to coach them and to show up and speak for them, and they ain't got no business. I believe that if you got a successful business, then you are qualified to take my money. But if you ain't got no business, you can't take my money, and especially charging me these ridiculous amount of money to tell me to do something that you have not tested and proven and know that it worked. Test your system. Prove them. Know that they work. Foolproof your system. And sue-proof your system before you give people systems and things that's going to get them sued. Because they are breaking all kind of rules, get them kicked off of these platforms, get their website shut down. Let's not forget about the legalities. It's easy for us to throw up a camera and start recording, but we got to remember the legalities, because we don't want to build a $1 million business only for it to go poof because we're breaking all kind of rules and regulations, even with the email list. Do y'all know how much policies and rules and laws and regulations it is legally, especially when people is paying you and sponsoring you and all kind of stuff that's happening behind the scenes? That's why you guys need continued education. That's why I'm here, and I'll be your business bestie, okay? If you need a business bestie, come, click my button, reach out to me. I'll be your business bestie. You guys know I love you guys so much, and that's why I'm here. And I will put my links in that comment right down there. Go up top, subscribe, join the group, click the page, like the page, and so forth. Oh, and our podcast, is going to be on Elevation Radio Network, 7 p.m. on Thursdays. So it'll be posted 7 p.m. on ElevationRadioNetwork.com and the TV's ElevationTVNetwork.com. If you are fantabulous and you want to get exposure and you want to be out there doing you and you want the world to see you, connect with me, because we are a global network. Everything that we do is global, with tons and thousands of people that's connected to us. And we do not mind featuring you on our Legacy Entrepreneur podcast. We do not mind featuring you on our Gifted or any other of our TV shows on our network. So hey, that's why we're here. I'm here because I want to see us grow. And if y'all need help getting there, I'm here. Reach out to Shani. And I got you. I'm your business bestie. How about that? I love you guys. And I will see you guys next Thursday. Motivation mornings. I love you guys. Bye, guys. I'll see you guys soon. Drop me a line, okay?